Hello, reviews are in, and we're going to tell you what they are after we tell you that Spirited Away is going to be in theaters this week. We're getting that out of the way because otherwise we'd forget, which is actually exactly what Todd told me to say just before I started this sentence, and he is now trying not to do a spit take. But that's exactly. Okay. We've still got two movies to review and some news, which, you know, we don't do as much of, but it deals a lot with what happened last week. And you know what? I was probably going to remember anyway about the Studio Ghibli thing, because Studio Ghibli made the news twice this week.
They did.
Once was stupid, once wasn't. Stay tuned. We'll get back to you on that. Let's start with a movie that looks like it should be good. Kind of. And again, I'll get to that after Todd reviews a movie he saw called Ed Asner. No, not Ed Asner.
Ed Asner, that would be a great movie.
It'd be a great biopic. No, Ad Astra, which I keep mispronouncing as Ed Asner because that one makes more sense to me.
I would love to see a movie called Ed Asner, but not with Ed Asner playing him. Ed Begley Sr., who's long gone, but he would be a great Ed Asner. Yes, I saw Ad Astra, which means to the stars. And if I had remembered my Latin roots, I would have realized that, and my daughter made fun of me for not realizing that. Anyway, Ad Astra is a science fiction epic that the premise is Earth is in trouble. There are cosmic storms. They're coming from somewhere in the neighborhood of Neptune. There is a particular astronaut who is very resourceful, and he's played by Brad Pitt, so of course he's very resourceful. And his task is to take off on this mission to try to stop what's causing whatever is causing these problems, and they're not quite sure what are causing these storms. But they think that it's possible that his father, who left on a mission 29 years ago, may be somehow involved with this, although they think most likely he's dead, but they're not sure. So Brad Pitt has to go off on this mission because, for one, he's the best astronaut they have, and two, he has the personal connection. So just in case his father is involved somehow, Pitt, hopefully having that personal connection, will be able to talk to him and say, hey, stop doing this, Dad. You're killing everybody in the world. That's, I know, the premise is kind of stupid, but there you go. That's the only thing that's stupid about this movie. This movie is excellent. It looks fantastic. It puts me in the mind, two movies very much puts me in mind of it, Interstellar and Contact. I like this movie better than either of those, and I like both of those movies a lot. It looks better than Interstellar. It doesn't go quite as wonky as Interstellar does. I like the way Interstellar is wonky, but it gets pretty wonky at points. It's just the journey of Brad Pitt getting there, and it's not set in the far-flung future. They have futuristic tech, but it still takes weeks for his trip. It's not like they hit warp drive and they sparkle the pretty lights and then he's there instantly, and it's a long chat path. He has to face a lot of obstacles to get there, some of which are put there by our own government, because, you know, that happens literally. The thing I like most about this movie, though, is it's a character study, and in that it reminds me a lot of Joker, which we talked about last week. Joker's a character study. It's wrapped inside this crime thriller kind of thing, but it's a character study. It's all about the character of Arthur Dent. This movie is all about Roy McBride. That's Brad Pitt's character. To me, it's the best work Brad Pitt has ever done. He's an excellent actor. He just does a lot of movies where he gets to show up and goof around with his buddies, you know, all the Ocean's movies, which are really fun, but they're not designed to stretch anybody's acting talent. That's not what they are. They're just sheer entertainment. This movie's really entertaining too, but Pitt is absolutely great in this movie. Tommy Lee Jones plays his dad. Lots of flashbacks. Tommy Lee Jones is excellent. It's a small part, but he's Tommy Lee Jones. Well, so yeah, of course.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, of course. And Donald Sutherland is the other main character. Not main character, but he's another important role. And I love the fact that Tommy Lee Jones and Donald Sutherland are in this because it's like a part reunion of Space Cowboys, which is a fun movie, but not exactly deep. But Ad Astra looks spectacular. The acting is terrific. It's really well written, has some nice little twists here and there. It's just a beautiful movie to watch and very, very involving. And here's one of the things. We talk about box office every once in a while. And again, box office success doesn't necessarily equal quality. Joker's passed Justice League, which is comical to me. It's like, wow, really? You guys screwed up Justice League that badly that Joker has passed it? Good for Joker, but bad for Justice League. Joker has made, is it 15 times? Ad Astra has made $48 million domestically so far. That's it.
I mean, as much as I'd love to have that kind of money, it had to have cost them more to make that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just, that's a dismal return for this movie. It had to cost at least $100 million to make this movie. Two issues for me that probably caused this is one, the title itself. Could have picked a better title, guys, because no one knows what the hell Ad Astra means, just in general.
Just in passing, I still see Ed Asner when I look.
And I hardly remember any marketing push for this movie. Like, zero. And that is completely befuddles me. Part of that might be because it's Fox, and Fox being bought out, maybe they just kind of like, eh. I mean, maybe it was Disney that dropped the ball in this. I have no idea, but someone really dropped the ball in marketing for this because they didn't push it very much at all. Had a big wide release, but man, they just did.
I would like to take it a step farther than that. We have seen a few commercials in a few streaming areas on like Hulu. Because, we didn't pay to get the commercials removed. So we've seen commercials for Ad Astra. But again, that's not going to fix the problem that you just brought up, because the commercials made no sense.
I agree.
We see Brad Pitt. We see he has to go in space. And what you just described was different than what I saw in the trailer.
Right.
And these commercials, which was, it's a rescue mission. You have to go rescue your dad, who it looks like it's Tommy Lee Jones. There's an outside chance of his dad being Donald Sutherland. We're not really sure. And so, okay, it's a space rescue mission. It's a space rescue mission. It's a space rescue. The fate of the Earth depends on this mission. Wait, what the hell? Where did that even get? Coming soon? No! What the hell was that bit?
Right. It has nothing to do with a space rescue. That's very... that's not the mission at all to begin with. The mission is to save the Earth. The space rescue is something that maybe he'll take in on his own, but that's not the mission.
My daughter, who keeps seeing the commercials, has asked me, Dad, you do this movie show. What the hell is this movie about? I don't know. Todd's reviewing it next week. Can I get back to you?
Yeah, I agree. The trailer is really bad. We talk about trailers, and when trailers do their job, they sell the movie. That did not sell this movie. I guess they just sold it and I was like, oh, it's in space and it's Brad Pitt. Okay, maybe that should have sold the movie in itself, but it's a really interesting plot and they did a terrible job of conveying that. And they didn't really use any particularly stunning footage from the film. And there's tons they could have used that completely spoiler-free, and they didn't put those in the trailer either. So, looks beautiful. Acting is excellent, especially by Brad Pitt. Really, really good movie. You still have a chance to catch it at the theaters, although it's one of those that it's down to like a couple showings a day now. It's only been out a month and it's already at that point. So if you don't catch it in the theaters, highly recommended to do so because it's got a really big screen. Or it'll be streaming soon, I'm sure, because that's how everything goes. But definitely catch Ad Astra. Very good film.
Yeah, the one I've got, kind of, I went with the commercial and trailer and went with a space rescue film for this week that is available for streaming because this came out a number of years ago.
Woo!
Actually, 19 to be precise. Mission to Mars, which I thought was a much better movie than the box office made it out to be. But this had it did have an issue to it that I'll get to in a minute. The short form of the story: Gary Sinise's team of astronauts must go rescue Don Cheadle's team of astronauts. Now, I mean, just Gary Sinise, great actor. Don Cheadle, great actor. They're alone. You know, I mean, there's your Tommy Lee Jones and Brad Pitt. But there are more actors in this, of course. But it brings up the the big point of traveling through space is dangerous. Because while Don Cheadle's team made it to Mars and had a lot of issues once they got there, not all of Gary Sinise's team makes it there. And they have issues along the way. It's not much of a spoiler because I've already told you it's Gary Sinise's team. Here's a hint. He does make it. The rest of the team, I'm not going to tell you. But it's an actor you've heard of. Now, once they get to Mars, they find what's left of Don Cheadle's team. No, I'm not going to tell you how much of it's left. One person. But it turns out that the pyramid on Mars is real, and it's a gateway or a spaceship that will help them find out who built it. It's kind of a nifty story. It's not, but after that you go, oh, reality? Who needs that? It just goes off on its own and does its own thing. And that's fine. It's a good movie. It's a fun movie, even though it's kind of disastrous in places. I wouldn't call it a disaster movie, but it's disastrous. Yeah, it's well acted. The special effects are great for its day. But again, it's a marketing thing that I think prevented it from being the big box office hit that it wanted to be. Because Mission to Mars came out at the same time as a movie called Red Planet.
Yeah.
I don't have the dates in front of me, but they're within weeks of each other coming out. Mission to Mars, well, that Mars being the Red Planet. Oh, here's this other movie called Red Planet. Oh, crap. I wanted to see one. Which one's got Gary Sinise and which one's got Val Kilmer in it? And what's her name from The Matrix that just came out that people are still kind of weird about? I think The Matrix might have still been in theaters when those came out. But, yeah. I mean, that was kind of like when... What were the other two space movies? Armageddon and Deep Impact.
Right.
Came out at the same time. Only one of them really did good. Or Abyss, and there was another deep sea space movie.
And Deep Something Six.
Deep Six Nine. No, that's not it.
But it was Something Six.
Yeah. Yeah. It might have just been Deep Six. I don't remember.
Hollywood had a run there where they were just constantly doing that. Movies with the same, very similar plot, like within weeks of each other. Weird.
Just, you know, how to take away from yourself, you know, which just doesn't make any sense. But Mission to Mars, I do recommend it. Red Planet, honestly, not as much.
I agree.
I just didn't care for it as much.
Oddly enough, Mission to Mars was the 41st ranked box office film of 2000, and Ad Astra currently is 41st at the box office this year, which is weird quirk. Kind of a very weird quirk. Yeah, because it's going to wind up being higher for the year for sure. Odd. But yeah, I agree. Mission to Mars is a really good movie, and same thing. Really, like you said, Gary Sinise, Don Cheadle is like, okay, they could be sitting there and just talking about the menu at Chick-fil-A and it'd be worth watching because they're excellent. So. Although John Cheadle probably wouldn't be there, but Gary Sinise would. But yeah, very good movie. Very enjoyable stuff. But
like I said, not all of Gary Sinise's team made it.
Sad.
Sense a segue. Not all of Gary Sinise's team made it, and neither did MoviePass. Although, I'm sorry, I keep doing the spit take thing for you, and I don't mean to be doing that. Geez, MoviePass is dead, finally. But it's still charging people on their credit cards, apparently. Are you one of the victims of that? Because I know you were...
Oh, hell no, because I canceled mine a long, long time ago. And okay. I was off on my prediction of the death of MoviePass by about 8 months. I'm shocked that it made it as long as it did. But
I think everybody was shocked that it made it as long as it did.
Yeah, that's lovely that it's the gift that keeps on stealing. I just, how scummy is this company and the company behind it that they are still charging people even though they haven't been delivering services for, has it been shut down for 2.5 months now? 3 months?
That sounds about right. It was, August, I think.
So, yeah, enjoy your charge for something that was really difficult to use to begin with. And, wow. Hopefully, it would never happen. It will never, never happen. But it would be so nice if the top executives of the company went to jail for fraud for a couple of years. Just for this part. Just for this part. And, of course, it'll just be a glitch. Unbelievable.
Now, so speaking of things that are dead, there is a rumor that is mercifully dead. That being from the next Batman movie, that Jonah Hill was going to play the Riddler.
Totally agree.
And I saw that and went, oh, God, don't do that. Because instantly your movie becomes, I think, almost more camp than when Jim Carrey played it. And we don't want that.
And Jonah Hill can play drama very, very well. But it's just...
It's the appearance. Like, and I don't mean to be slamming Jonah Hill, but...
No, I totally agree with you. And there were initial reports that he'd be playing Riddler. Then they backed off on that and said, well, they haven't identified who he would be playing. And of course, it was never announced. It was just that it was announced that he was in discussion with them. But thank God. Because, yeah, I agree with you. It's like, I don't want to see Jonah Hill in a Batman movie. And again, he's excellent in Moneyball. He can do a very fine dramatic turn. That's not the issue. It's just the whole concept is like, no, dude, you're already fighting the perception of Robert Pattinson being the sparkly vampire, which is unfair because...
Which is, yes, because he can do good stuff.
He's been in several really good... He's got one coming on next month called The Lighthouse, which apparently is phenomenal, which... Hopefully, we'll get an early showing here. But anyway, we'll get to that. But the person who has been cast as the Riddler, I like
allegedly.
That.
I don't know that it's finalized yet.
I like that move, allegedly.
Paul Dano.
Yeah.
Which I am not terribly familiar with him, but it looks... Sorry, Jonah. It just looks better.
Love and
this
mercy.
This left something very interesting, I think. Because they said they also wanted the Penguin in this movie. Now, the Penguin is actually my least favorite Bat villain. Riddler being my favorite, weirdly. So I'm already conflicted on the movie. But they found a way to make Penguin almost look interesting if they do this. Because someone has said that he wants in this movie. From the WWE, really? Bray Wyatt has said he wants in. Can you see Bray Wyatt being the Penguin?
I can, but I don't know if he can act.
I don't either.
So that's what scares me. And he might be really well. I mean, we talked about John Cena a few shows ago that he's turned out to be a good actor. Dave Bautista has turned out to be a very good actor. So, yeah. And, of course, The Rock, because, you know, duh. But, yeah, maybe he can. I don't want the Penguin... I don't want another one of these. Oh, we'll have 9 villains in it. Let's just have one villain, please. That would be great.
I think it would work, but yeah.
But and especially since they haven't really done the Riddler correctly, because Jim Carrey was supposed to be so over the top. That wasn't on Jim Carrey. I mean, Tommy Lee Jones was like way over the top as Two-Face, which made no sense.
No.
But that's how the film was done. So that's not on Jim Carrey. But the Riddler split time with a villain anyway. So I just want just the Riddler. That would be great. Paul Dano is excellent. He plays Brian Wilson in Love and Mercy, the young Brian Wilson. He's in There Will Be Blood. Excellent actor. Looks kind of interesting. He has interesting looks. Let me put it that way. Less interesting than mine because I look like a terrible human. But I like the fact that he takes on really odd, unusual roles, and I think that's awesome for the Riddler because we're not going to get some cackling, laughing, giggling joke of a character. Hopefully he's laughing because he's the freaking Riddler, but we'll see a big difference I picture from the Riddler to the Joker because they are very, very different characters and it didn't really come through that way
no
in film so far, but I love this casting. I think it's another note that this is going to be a relatively serious film. I like that. I like where they're going with this.
So here's something else that you might like where they're going. Studio Ghibli was in the news twice this week. We mentioned this earlier, and the first bit of news came out last Monday where they said, we are not going to be on any streaming service. That is not what Studio Ghibli does. We want you to go to the theater and see everything on a big screen. And, you know, was it Spirited Away is coming?
Yes, Spirited Away is coming this week.
Go see it on a big screen because that has to be incredible. But when I saw, you know, not going to be streaming, and part of me kind of went, I get that. Besides, I own all the DVDs of the movies I want to see. Yes, I've skipped the war ones because I don't like depressing horror movies. I'm good with that. Then, the very next day.
Yes, the next day.
The next day, Studio Ghibli announces we're going to be coming to the HBO Max streaming service. What the hell, guys?
Yeah,
we love you, but come on.
And why HBO Max?
I don't know.
I'm not going to get HBO Max. I don't care. Got Game of Thrones because I've already bought all the stuff digitally. So why wouldn't you go with Disney Plus? Because you already have a deal for
that's
Disney.
A distributed. There's too many syllables in that word in the States.
Exactly. So why on earth wouldn't you just go with that? It just not obviously is part of the deal, but it's like, oh, more money. Plus, a lot. Who is not going to have Disney Plus compared to people who are going to have HBO Max? It's like, come on now.
I have mentioned Disney Plus to a few people who weren't quite aware of it yet, and they've gone, oh my God, I've got to get that. I'm like, yeah, you probably do.
Yeah, it's like, I don't understand. I really don't understand the point of making that announcement on, I guess it was Wednesday, and then Thursday, hey, we're on HBO Max. It's like, what are you doing? Very, very, very weird. I don't like the choice of the streaming service only because I ain't getting HBO Max because, again, Disney Plus. It's not going to be really expensive, but
I've got my DVDs and Blu-rays. I'll be fine. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. But it would be nice to have that broader reach. But you know what? If you're going to get HBO, there's a good reason to get HBO Max. That's an added bonus right there. But
there you go.
Very weird decision.
Ooh, speaking of added bonuses. When the new Terminator movie hits, which is soon, something I was not expecting because this made very little sense to me. Because we're really big into the comic book movies now. let me try that again without the stuff in my throat. Really big into the comic book movies now. And there's a movie that is... I'm trying to figure out how they've done this because the dates I've got for this are all kinds of screwed up. There's another comic group called Valiant, mm-hmm. which a lot of people who collect comics know, but who don't collect comics are going, who? And they've done a few characters that are having movies come out. One of them is Bloodshot, which I think is, you know, kind of it has nothing to do with anyone's eyes. It's just the name of the character, which is kind of a cool name for a character. Starring Vin Diesel as a mortally wounded soldier that has been resurrected with cutting-edge nanotech. And story ensues. We'll get the trailer coming with Terminator Dark Fate on November 1st. Here's the catch. They're going to start filming the movie next week. I'm sorry, what? And it's going to come out in theaters on February 21st. You haven't started filming yet. I know this story has to have gotten screwed up somewhere along the lines.
Yeah, there's no way that's possible.
you're going to come out with a trailer. We've got 1 week to knock out this trailer and, 2 months to knock out the whole movie? No, you don't.
Maybe Roger Corman is doing this movie. Then I believe it. But other than that, it's like...
Harvey Corman's doing this movie, and he's dead.
Can't be...
But anyway, that's a trailer coming out with Terminator. Speaking of which, I don't know if you saw this or not. There is now a red band trailer for Terminator, what I'm going to call Terminator 3.
I have not seen that. The news, nor the trailer.
It basically has language in it. Dum, dum, dum. They say naughty words. And I'll warn you now, I'm going to be saying a naughty word that'll be beeped in our next story. I am, because they've done it again. I'll get to that. Stay tuned. This new Terminator trailer, I don't know that it has any footage that we haven't really seen already. It looks really good, and I think I figured out the new Terminator for this one, and I kind of like this idea. If I'm watching this correctly, because if you've seen the original trailer, it kind of looks like there's two Terminators. And I'm going to use the old numbers because those are the ones that everybody knows. You've got a T-800 and a T-1000, and they're on separate sides of a bridge. Mm-hmm. I think they're actually part of the same Terminator. They just had the liquid metal over the skeleton, which they did in this trailer, and makes me kind of go, oh, sending two back at once, and that, and the skin metal thing covered. Ooh. I kind of like that. Very, I think that works.
Very, very interesting. Oh, a follow-up on Bloodshot.
Yes.
Principal photography was wrapped a year ago. Almost a year ago, exactly.
Maybe it said it started November of last year.
Yeah, so it's post-production already. So, yeah. Okay,
that's a good thing. Good for them.
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense. Also, this thing also mentions that Jared Leto was... being considered to play the lead, which, did you see the story that he apparently tried to stop the filming of Joker?
Yes.
Like, sore loser, buddy. It's unfortunate that your portrayal sucked, but, and granted, that's not all on him. It's like, actors just don't go off on their own and do portrayals the way they want to. But, I have not seen any review of Suicide Squad that didn't mention his portrayal of Joker is one of the worst parts, because it's absolutely one of the worst parts. He has some fans, but just like it's terrible.
I'm trying to think of Jared Leto is letting himself just fall apart. I think.
I don't understand the whole concept of talking to his agency and saying it's like they can't make this movie. It's like, dude, what is wrong?
I mean, there's that. There's all the practical, I'm putting this in bunny rabbit quotes, the practical jokes he played on the people on Suicide Squad.
Right.
They just don't make, everything he's done lately has made you kind of go, really? This guy sounds like he's on crack.
He's making Crispin Glover look normal, which is unfortunate. Get that. And he's an excellent actor. So pull your head out of wherever it is and just get back to work, dude, because no one goes through a career without having a bad mark. And it's like, that's yours. It's like, get past
you're it. You're done. Let's go back to it. Yeah. Maybe you should go back to looking like Russell Brand. Because I saw pictures of him and I went, that's Russell Brand. No, that's Jared Leto. Who? Anyway.
Russell Brand is Riddler. Oh my God, wouldn't that be fun? No.
Just no. All right. And for those of you with sensitive ears, brace yourself. We're starting this story, which is last one of the show. It's okay. We saved it for the end. Has to do with Star Wars. Star Wars released a teaser for their trailer that came out on Monday. Now, if you're going to release a teaser for a movie, that's fine. I get that. But if you're releasing teasers for the trailer for your movie, you can fuck off. That's just entirely too pretentious. No, do not do that. That is, no. I mean, if you're going to, we have a trailer coming out. Say we've got a trailer coming out, not here's a teaser for the... No. Just no. Any company, anywhere, ever don't do that.
Here's my question. Why didn't they do a stinger for the teaser for the trailer first? That would have been better.
A stinger for the teaser for the trailer?
What are they doing? I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, of course it's a teaser for the movie, but I mean, why would you put it in those terms? It's like
that's just no.
this is one reason why I'm getting tired of the Star Wars universe.
I mean, it's not just Star Wars that does this. I've seen a lot of other movies that do this, and every one of them I've said the same thing to.
Teasers for trailers. But and you had said that you weren't sure if you were going to go see the final The Rise of Skywalker thing.
Until they brought Wedge back, the bastards.
And I'll see it, but I'm not particularly looking forward to it. I'm just going to see it just to see how it ends. But it's,
I mentioned that the marketing thing had not kicked off in the last show.
Right.
I then went to the grocery store that afternoon, and who's on my box of Cheerios now? Oh, look, it's Finn.
Of course, why not?
Because he's a big zero in my book anyway.
I
like that. John Boyega, 619, Rey Mysterio. I always diverge into that. He's a good actor, but
he's a very good actor.
He's being wasted in Star Wars.
He is being wasted in Star Wars. It's like he was much better in Attack the Block, which like 8 people have seen, more than that. But I mean, comparing his work, he's totally being wasted in Star Wars. Most of the people are being wasted in Star Wars. They're better than the prequel trilogy, which I think are god awful, but they're not great either. It's just to me, Return of the Jedi started to lose it. So it's not like the original trilogy is great. It's like, I don't really care for Return of the Jedi because it's like, oh, let's put toys in it. So they created the Ewoks. It's like, no, let's not. Yeah. But
I liked the original idea that they were supposed to be the Wookiees.
Yeah.
That would have made sense. I'm with that entirely. But then they went, now let's shrink them and make them cute. No.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, the original movie is terrific. The sequel, for my money, is even better. Empire Strikes Back. But after that, Star Wars has, to me, has just been making money off its reputation ever since.
Yeah.
It would be really nice if they would close the original story out, because there's going to be zillions of more movies anyway, like the Mandalorian series on Disney Plus. Free plug. There you go, guys. Give us the package for nothing, as if. But it would be nice if they close out the original trilogy of trilogies with something really, really good. I'm hopeful, but sure don't expect it because I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, well, we're not ending our trilogy because we've been doing this for what? We've been doing this for 7 years now.
Woo! Is that possible?
I know.
Internet hasn't been around that long.
It feels it sometimes. But you know what? We'll still be back next week. Because we've got more movies. Because more movies are coming out constantly. And we'll tell you about them. Because that's what we do. In the meantime, you have a life to lead. And part of that should be getting out and going to see a movie.
Captain, we're losing power in the warp engines.
I think we should be leaving now.
I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
And on that unusually harmonious bombshell, it is time to end.
I am very disappointed!
Man, we have a weird job.
It's shameful, but it's a living.
And like that, he's gone.
Hey, who turned out the light?